Cinema A Go-Go.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD 1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD 1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD 1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Up 144 points, you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There you have violinist Anne Sophia Mutter playing alongside the ensemble Staatskapelle Dresden, André Previn, the conductor, and music by Jean Sibelius, a serenade for violin and orchestra in D major here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson, and some more classical music is in store for us. Coming up, we await the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. They'll have for us Samuel Barber's Second Symphony. That's in just about 15 minutes' time here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. Continuing with some Mozart, a little chamber music, we're going to hear music that he wrote in 1781. During that year, he was spending a little bit of time in Munich, and he made an acquaintance of an oboe virtuoso by the name of Friedrich Rahm. It was for him that he composed the following piece, an oboe quartet in F major. We've got it played by the Fine Arts Quartet, and the oboe played by Ray Still, here on KPR. Music of Mozart, something he whipped up in the year of 1781, music that he wrote for a musician colleague, an oboe virtuoso by the name of Friedrich Rahm, written specifically to show off some technical improvements that had been made to the oboe at that time, allowing it to hit a higher range of notes. Oboe Quartet in F Major, performed by the Fine Arts Quartet, with the oboe played by Ray Still, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1:30 now, and about half an hour until our next NPR News update. We've got Classics till 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org. Next, we're joined by the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Neme Yarvi, for something that was composed by Samuel Barber in 1944 at that time, Barber's most ambitious work, Symphony No. 2, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra with the performance here on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1944, Symphony No. 2 by Samuel Barber, played by the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Neme Yarvi here on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in just a moment is NPR News, followed by the next and final hour of classical music for this afternoon. There'll be a bit more for St. Patrick's Day. Well, more than a bit, I should say, a whole symphony, in fact. Hamilton Hardy's Irish Symphony. We have that, plus music by David Diamond, Bois Mortier, and much more. Thanks for being with us here on a Tuesday afternoon, and hope you can stick around a little while longer for more wonderful music here on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges to the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org. It is about 35 on the KU campus, and temperatures fetching up today around 44. Cloudy skies for this evening with a low of 35, and tomorrow sunny with a high of 70.
This Ramadan, New York.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. And there's the Rochester Pops, conducted by Frederick Vanell, and a tune, one that I've always thought was a great deal of fun. Not quite an Irish jig, but just about has the sound of one. Music by Percy Grainger and a tune called Shepherd's Hay, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson. More for a Tuesday afternoon and wishing you well on this St. Patrick's Day. If you've been wondering why we haven't played a little bit more St. Patrick's Day music, truth be told, it looks like destiny beat me to the punch by getting a lot of Irish pieces on the air during the Classics by Request program. But you did leave me one thing, and it's a big one. Hamilton Hardy's Irish Symphony. We'll have that in just a little while, along with music for flute and harp by American composer David Diamond. Quite a bit still to come. Much to enjoy here on Kansas Public Radio. Next, we will travel back to France, to the Baroque time. The Ensemble Les Concerts Spirituels and conductor Hervé Niquet have some village ballet music for us. This is from the composer Joseph Baden de Bois-Mortier, Ballet No. 2 on Kansas Public Radio. Some Baroque-era French village dance music from a composer who could churn out such works as those on the regular. Music by Joseph Baden de Bois-Mortier, Ballet No. 2, performed by Les Concerts Spirituels, Hervé Niquet the conductor, on Kansas Public Radio. About 2:17 now. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday afternoon, and still to come in a few short minutes, a special St. Patrick's Day treat for you. The National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland with, appropriately enough, Hamilton Hardy's Irish Symphony. Still to come here on KPR. Another fun thing we've got coming up on Friday night, KPR's Virtual Cinema Go-Go will be back with some more cinematic treasures. This time, it's The Mummy's Hand, the film debut of Karis the Mummy, who's bent on strangling the entire cast. Also from 1962, there's The Hand of Death. You can get your free ticket now over at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us Friday night at 7, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. We'll listen next to The Glorian Duo, enjoying a concert piece for flute and harp, music by American composer David Diamond on KPR. Concert piece for flute and harp, music by American composer David Diamond, played by The Glorian Duo, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:25. At 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on this evening, you can catch a little more classical music from the hours of 7 to 9. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 and 4 a.m. We're always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR continues to expand its news coverage, and that's because of support from more than 6,000 listeners just like you. In-depth reporting matters so much to our members that they're willing to spend 10 or 20 or even more every month to ensure the service continues to grow. Their support matters, and so does yours. Take a minute and go to that website, kansaspublicradio.org, to donate today. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support of Kansas Public Radio. We're about ready now to bring you a special St. Patrick's Day treat from composer Hamilton Hardy, one of Ireland's foremost 20th century composers, and some music that won him top honors at Dublin's International Annual Music Festival. This was from 1904. It is a whole symphony comprised of traditional and appealing Irish tunes that Hardy put together in 1904, an Irish symphony with the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland. Next for you on Kansas Public Radio. The National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland with an Irish symphony. Music by Hamilton Hardy from 1904 here on Kansas Public Radio for your St. Patrick's Day afternoon. With that, it is just about 3 p.m., and ahead of us is All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, there's a little bit more classical music between the hours of 7 and 9. I'm Jeff Watson, and I want to thank you, as always, for joining me for Classics in the Afternoon. And, of course, I'll have more at noon tomorrow for you. Join us once again on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, we should have cloudy skies, lows in the mid-30s, and for tomorrow, looks like it'll be sunny with a high near 70. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence, new arrivals added weekly. Open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com. And the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. It's 3 o'clock.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 37 degrees in Lawrence. It's 306. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Bill T. Jones, Artie Zane Company, a group that has shaped contemporary dance over the last 40 years. Tuesday, March 31st, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 3:30, followed by an overview of what exactly happened at the National Counterterrorism Center, that its leader resigned because he's opposed to the war in Iran. before we get to 4 o'clock, you know, for many people, artificial intelligence and chatbots have become a part of daily life, and that includes some Kansas lawmakers who use the technology to help keep track of bills or to gather information in a fast-paced legislative session.
I use AI on a regular basis. I used AI to help write some of these components.
Coming up in just about 25 minutes, how some policymakers are using AI to research and debate laws that affect everyday life. That story and more still to come on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more for over 50 years. Information about appliance sales and repairs at StonebackAppliance.com.
Mostly cloudy for the rest of this afternoon, highs in the 40s. For tonight, cloudy in the evening, lows in the upper 30s. Warmer tomorrow and sunshine, highs around 70 degrees. It's 38 degrees in Topeka, 42 in Emporia, 44 in Chanute. It's 320. This is NPR News.
The immigration detention system is expanding. ICE is buying warehouses for detainees, which some residents of a Maryland community do not like.
I mean, I just think we're living in a police state, and it's just getting worse. They're getting the wrong people. Just get the bad ones out, right? That's what we should be doing, but they're not.
The detention center next door, on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for the latest national, international, and regional news. Steve Inskeep, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 42 degrees in Manhattan. It is 45 in Abilene, and it is 3:30.
Retirement benefits for postal workers. Anzi Luong, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks finish mostly higher today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas State Senate today voted for stiffer penalties for landlords who neglect their rental properties. That now heads off to the Kansas House. The bill would make Kansas consumer protection laws apply to residential landlords, would allow the state's attorney general or a county attorney to sue a landlord on behalf of the tenants. They could seek up to $10,000 for each violation, like failing to provide running water. Republican State Senator Doug Shane proposed the bill. He says the higher fines will encourage landlords to take better care of their property.
And those additive protections can certainly change the calculation that a negligent landlord might make when they're considering whether or not to fix issues affecting health and safety.
The proposal stems from an event last year that displaced more than 700 tenants in Gardner, Kansas. The city condemned the Aspen Place apartment complex for failing to maintain safe living conditions. Kansas lawmakers want public and private schools to teach students about the negative impacts of communist and socialist ideologies. KPR Statehouse reporter Zach Boblett has that story.
Lawmakers are concerned about the results of a poll from an organization called the Victims of Communism Foundation. The 2020 poll prompted concern due to increased favorability for socialism and communism among young people. Now lawmakers want to require students to learn about the ills of those political systems. There was an amendment to include fascism too, but it was voted down on the Senate floor. The legislation also adds a civics test requirement for graduation. The State Board of Education already includes a civics course requirement. Republican Senator Bill Clifford opposed the plan.
I just think this is wrong for us in the legislature to be writing a school curriculum for K-12.
Supporters say the bill addresses civic and historical illiteracy. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
And Kansas's largest universities will remain under the oversight of the Kansas Board of Regents. Lawmakers had considered taking away the regents' authority over the University of Kansas, Kansas State University, and Wichita State University, but that bill has now been revised to keep those three schools under the regents' purview. Cloudy skies this evening, partly cloudy overnight with a low in the upper 30s. This is KPR. It's 3:35.
Support for NP.
He found that automation resulted in a niche. Whether that happens in restaurants depends on how robot cooks will be used to help workers in the tasks they perform or to replace them.
Fast food and fast casual restaurants like White Castle and Panda Express are already using automated tools.
Before we leave InstaFood's restaurant, Poon offers us a taste of Robbie's food.
Yeah, he just told me it was hot.
Still didn't taste quite like the version of the human dish I'm used to.
Tastes pretty good,
but it was pretty close. For NPR News, I'm Justin Cramon.
And I'm Erica Barris.
And you can hear the full story of automation in restaurants, including a formal taste test against a human chef, on the Planet Money podcast.
Support for Planet Money comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Well, lately it feels almost impossible to scroll through social media or get customer service help online without running into something connected to AI, artificial intelligence. And in some states, AI is even being used in the legislative process. Zane Irwin of Kansas News Service filed this report on how lawmakers in the Sunflower State have been using chatbots.
Hey, ChatGPT, can you summarize appropriately? And a future state house chatbot could have limits on the data it's allowed to draw from. But in the meantime, when it comes to using AI responsibly, the Kansas legislature is relying on the honor system. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin in Topeka.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find more of these stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum, hosting the 5th Annual Celebration of Women in Science, featuring hands-on experiments with scientists, Saturday, March 28th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 4:01, then we will tell you the latest on what we know about Israel's announcement that it has killed two top Iranian leaders in airstrikes and is prepared to go after anyone named to replace them. Then, the conflict between Pakistan and Afghanistan is worsening. Pakistan is ramping up its air and ground attacks.
The Pakistan side is quite firm that this is the time to pressurize the Taliban.
Afghan officials say a Pakistani airstrike late yesterday killed hundreds of people. The hits just keep on coming. That story coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, sponsoring American mandolinist Sam Bush live in concert at Liberty Hall in Lawrence, April 4th. Event and ticket information at liberty-hall.com.
Cloudy skies this evening, partly cloudy as we get past midnight, lows tonight in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high around 70. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low in the upper 40s. It's 37 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local. You'll find us at KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org, you can also listen by telling your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight here on All Things Considered. Stay tuned. Plenty to talk about. Lows in the upper 30s tonight, highs around 70 tomorrow. It's 37 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 4 o'clock.